Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Today for Fancy New Band, we have in the studio Jeff Ong and his band. Hey,
hello.
Jeff.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Today you're releasing new single, Don't Know You No More.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
To get us rolling, how about you introduce us to your band who's in the room?
So I was going to say on my right, but it doesn't matter because it's radio. It's Robert Pico on the lead guitar, Joel Griffin on the bass, Dean Rodriguez on the drums, and Roland SPD sound pad.
Excellent. And you tonight you're playing at Cassette, mm-hmm. And you'll have a keyboardist with you as well who couldn't
make
it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so Carlo Valdez is going to be playing keys.
Excellente. You've released a new song today,
mm-hmm.
Don't Know You No More, which we just heard a little jam of when you were sound testing. And I reckon if anyone can bring out the sun today, it's going to be you guys. It was some good
sounds. Thank you. Fingers crossed. It's been looking like really... like about as 50-50 as it possibly can be.
I reckon you can will it on. So tell us a little bit about yourself when you started writing music seriously. And
I guess, so seriously, I started writing, I guess maybe just before I moved over to America in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always kind of just been doing it as a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I ended up going to Berklee School of Music in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of just around that time, I guess, that I started thinking about it as being like a thing that I could actually pursue.
Yeah, right.
Berklee
School of Music's a pretty serious move. What? How did that come about?
So my auntie, who lives over in Boston now, she went to Berklee in the 70s. I think she was the first Malaysian person to ever go to Berklee.
Wow.
And so she'd always been telling me, like, hey, why don't you just, like, apply and try it out? And I never really felt like that was possible, you know. But then, so one year, like, the whole family, we went over to visit. And while we were there, she was like, you should just audition, like, while you're here, right? And I'm really glad that she kind of kept sort of nudging me to do it, even though I kept saying no.
Yeah.
So while we were there, I just auditioned and I came back here. And then kind of forgot about it. And then a little while later, I just got this email that was like, hey, you're in with a scholarship.
Amazing.
And I was like, well, I have to do it now. You know, it'd be like real dumb not to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is that a 3-year course?
It's 4 years.
Oh, right.
But I only did like 2 years and then came back.
Yeah. So in terms of your style and approach to writing, how do you work?
I don't know. My approach to writing, it's changed a bit with like the new songs I've been releasing. So like the last single I put out, Fingerprints, and this one, Don't Know You No More, they're a lot more kind of like synth heavy and like more in like the pop sphere.
Mm.
So that's been quite different because it's been way more writing like on the computer and like using synth sounds and creating sounds.
Mm.
Whereas before it was like I would write with a guitar and use kind of quite traditional or like classic sounding arrangements.
Sure.
So that's been like a cool...
Sort of stretching yourself out a bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a cool change and like fun to explore.
Do you like writing lyrics?
I do, yeah. I try to write kind of as honestly as I can.
Mm.
So sometimes I feel like if I don't have anything to say, I struggle to write. Words, which is like, I don't know, maybe it's good and it's bad because like if it was like, I want the music that I'm writing to feel authentic, right? So if I was just writing lyrics for the sake of writing lyrics, I would feel like it's not as, you know.
Genuine. With today's song that you're releasing, Don't Know You No More, can you tell us a little bit about the themes behind the lyrics there?
So like... I wrote this song about like there's like a moment where you realize that somebody who you used to know, like you don't know them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think for some people it's sort of a gradual like they sort of like fade out of your life, like really smooth, like DJ's fader slide. But like for me, it was like really sudden. You know, I was like, oh crap, like whoa. Yeah. You know, I just suddenly realized that I just don't actually know who that person even is anymore.
Yeah.
And then when I had that realization, I was like, oh, that's like an interesting feeling. I should write about that.
The pairing of quite an upbeat sound and then kind of serious might be a bit strong, lyrics is a good mix, actually. Where do you kind of, like, who do you use as sonic touchstones? Do you have artists that you, like, enjoy and bring into your own music?
I like to, I'm really into Julia Michaels at the moment. I think she's, like, phenomenal. She's a really great writer. And, like, it's really cool because she writes for so many different people, so many different artists, but you can always hear, like, that it's a Julia Michaels song. Mm. And I think that's awesome. You know, I really want to be able to do that, you know, like have my own voice be in my songwriting as opposed to just like the way that my voice sounds or whatever, but in the way that the song is written.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's
cool.
Pretty big for me right now.
I'm looking forward to hearing some more.
Thanks.
You're going to play that song for us today, and you've got a couple more up your sleeve as well. Should we just crack into it?
Mm.
Excellent. Thank you.
So this first song is doesn't have a name, and I've been like trying to name it for ages, but at the moment it's just called Really Very 80s because it's really very 80s.
We'll be right back. touch us if we stay out for just a little bit more. Forever burning, never to burn out.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You just go for it.
Oh, okay. Next one. Cool. This next one is called Fingerprints, and it's the last, well, the previous single that we released, and yeah, it goes like this. I feel your fingerprints.
Since I've moved back home, nothing really feels right. Your voice is lingering in the walls and curtains still. Think about the seconds, hours, minutes and silences. I'm wondering all about how it began.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Thanks. Cool. And this last one is the new single called Don't Know You No More.
It's 8:35 and I wish that you could see this sky. While I'm sinking towards the ocean, though it's moving in slow motion now. Why? set the tree, painting the regrets in the light. You could have been my butch, and then you know the reasons why. Hey, yeah. But you're still in the woods, I right, though you're halfway around the world tonight. Oh, oh, oh. And I know I've said that I never, that I never wanted forever. But it's still hard to say I don't know you no more. And I know I've said that I never, that I never wanted forever. But it's still hard to say I don't know.
Sure, I'm going to have that stuck in my head all day long.
Oh, thank you.
If you just tuned in, that was Jeff Ong and Band playing for Fancy New Band. That was his brand new song, Don't Know You No More. Best place to follow your music would be Bandcamp, Spotify,
mm-hmm.
hook you up on Facebook, Instagram,
yep,
all those places.
everywhere on the internet.
And of course, people can head along tonight to Cassette 9 for the single release party. Mm-hmm. You're playing with Imugi.
Yeah.
I always say it wrong.
Yeah.
Imugi. Cassette 9, tickets from Under the Radar.
Ticket sales are actually closed, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But there will be door sales. So yeah, that would be really cool.
Get in there.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you, do you have an album or an EP or anything that you're cooking up?
Kind of like vaguely in the future.
Okay, we'll keep
an eye
out.
Like maybe, I'm thinking like early next year.
Cool, definitely going to keep
an eye. Something. Yeah.
Okay, have a great night and thanks for coming along.
Cool, thank you.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.